All right, today is Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021. Time right now is 5:19. Regular board meeting. All board members are present, with Don being present telephonically. I'm going to call this meeting to order, and we'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Moving on to item 1B, adoption of the agenda. I would like to make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second the motion.
Aye. Yeah. And moving on to call to the public. Nothing. All right. And number 3, consent agenda. A, approval of the minutes for the regular board meeting on February 9th, 2021.
I have no changes personally.
And B, presentation of the February financial report, and also C, approval of the February vouchers.
Does anybody have any questions or concerns?
No.
I was just going to touch base on one or two things. The voucher 2128, there it was dated 216 for food service. We have in June received a large payment for our food service reimbursement that was incorrect, so they finally requested the money back, which I wish they had done it much sooner instead of 6 months later, but that is sending that money back to $146,000.
I think we talked about that last board meeting, right?
Yeah, it was mentioned.
But I just wanted to make sure we all understood. Payroll vouchers are very close to the same. And everything else is pretty much right in line.
And then D, approved the resignation of Shirley Parker, first grade teacher. I have nothing on that.
Nothing.
Anything, Don? Don?
No, I'm good with Shirley Parker. We appreciate her service.
Okay. And moving on to D, approving the superintendent to actively recruit an SRO for the next 2 school years and or work with the Cochise County Sheriff's Office on a contract to assure we can fill the position before the end of May 2021.
We just have to have that filled by the end of May. And I've been talking with, got a call into the Sheriff's Office, and I've talked with another law enforcement individual. And, you know, it's a $75,000 a year grant for us, and that includes whatever our cost is. So if we do a contract with an individual, that would include the benefits. If we do a contract with the sheriff's office, it would basically be for $75,000, and the sheriff's office would spend it. However, my only concern with the sheriff's office, if we have the ability to do it otherwise, is I want to make sure that they're not stealing that person 3 days a week or something like that. I mean, I'm okay if in case of an emergency, you know, but I don't want a 3-day emergency every week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've heard of some of those stories where they're sharing with a law enforcement agency and that happens. So I just want to make sure that we're all together on that. So that's my only concern. So I like to have that open-ended so we can go either way. If we find a good individual, great. If we don't, we can work with the sheriff's office and come up with something else.
How's that individual looking at it? Like,
well, we've had a few different discussions. Right now, the person that I'm talking to is actually in charge of the security at a college up in Phoenix, but he's from this area. And he still works at the county sheriff's office on the weekends. And so he's interested in moving back home. He's right now, because he works at the college, he gets free education, so it's all his credits paid. So that's an impact. So he's trying to figure that out, and he knows where we're at with dollars and cents and what we can offer and what we can't offer.
If we do an individual type, it will be the same as if we guide it through the sheriff.
Yes,
it
would be covered. He would have to be a licensed safety you know, officer, and he would also yes, and he would also have to go into the classrooms and teach a few different things. So safety, and I guess my biggest thing is we get our kids to understand respect for law and order, because we had some issues last year when we brought law enforcement in, and first group to walk in, one of the first kids in the room, first word is gringos. So, I mean, you know, we need to break that right now. The kids have to understand that the police, sheriffs, and SROs are not their enemies.
And then also, it's good to, as a law enforcement officer, I can tell you that, and this is many law enforcement officers think this way as well, I do not like it when people go up to, you know, show a kid and tell a police officer, hey, look, he's going to arrest you if you do this. That's wrong, because what that shows is that the kids need to fear the police or the sheriff's office, and we do not
need to respect them.
Yeah.
They need to trust them. They need to be able to, you know.
Yeah. And they need to be able to feel safe coming to a law enforcement officer and talking to them.
So you're saying that the staff would be
a
little
trained
to make sure that they know not to use this person as a threat.
Correct.
Yeah,
the
staff will not. No.
Yeah, you said, because they're not, law enforcement is not a threat. It's I'm all for community policing.
Yeah, I think the visual part of everything, especially during the day, just around campus, during our lunch periods and things, I just think that'll be a good, really good thing. And I think that ultimately it'll build better things for our kids also, hopefully.
Yeah. All right, with that, I would like to make a motion to approve item 3, the consent agenda.
Second the motion.
Aye.
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 And moving on to action items, A, presentation, discussion, and possible vote on approval of the summer school for the dates of May 25th to the 27th, June 1st to the 3rd, and June 7th to the 10th.
And then in each of your board packets, I have the letter that we've taken from past years, changed, and we will get out to the parents. We've had discussion with the staff on what students are going to be eligible. We can't do as they've done in the past and invite the whole school, because we're going to be limited to about 16 kids per grade in one classroom. We have one teacher for each classroom, and if we keep kids 5 feet apart, we could maybe get 17 in the classroom. 6 feet apart is 15. So it's going to be that. I told the teachers, figure 16 kids, and we'll get 16 kids from each grade that can benefit from it, and then the second part, the ones that can still pass, and then the second part is the ones that will really benefit the most from the extra time with the English and reading and math support. We're going to concentrate on English, ELA, and math. Those will be the three things we concentrate on.
You want to make a motion? Do you have any discussion, Don, on this one?
I'm still here. You guys go ahead and make the motions. I have like a lot of wind. I'm in my car, but I can still a lot of wind going on out there. I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to make a motion to approve the approval of the summer school for the dates listed on Action 8.
I'll second that.
Aye.
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 The calendar we had four options. We had three options. Told the staff to come in and give their ideas. A couple came in probably immediately after the meeting was closed. A couple talked with Mr. Rodriguez, and he came to me. We sat down, we looked at it. We went and made option 4, went to a staff meeting, and the vote was 20. I don't know. Donna said it was more than 20 to 1. So I know it was at least 20 to 1.
Yeah.
It was... you know, about the only thing that the staff would like is a longer Christmas break, but the way it breaks down, it's going to be 8 days and 2 weekends. So, and then we're going to come back with a staff day on that Monday, is I think what we decided. So if something happens and somebody gets stuck in their travels or whatever, or they decide they're going to take a personal day, they could always take one on that Monday. Mm-hmm. So just really difficult to schedule 14 days out for Christmas break when we're coming out of the week and a half.
I don't want to hurt your car. You're right, yeah. Thank you. You ain't got no
right.
Thank you.
The staff did get their input. Most of them voted, obviously not quite all, when there was only 21 or 24 or whatever it was that voted. But
I have a question. How many teachers responded?
Well, it was a live meeting, and I wasn't going to have a vote, but they just all of a sudden said, why don't we vote? And they all raised their hands.
No, but I mean, like, how many teachers responded to
after the meeting?
Yeah.
Let's see. Four people talked to me, and Mr. Rodriguez said two or three talked to him. And basically, it was all the same thing.
So we have a total of seven that came up to you. And
seven that wanted something different than options one, two, or three.
Okay. And seven out of how many?
How many teachers do we have?
Well, we have 17
staff.
Teachers, but we have 38 staff.
38 staff?
Yep.
Wow.
So of the 38 staff, I don't know. Donna thought it was more than 20, but I know it was at least 20 to 1 in the meeting. Only one person wanted a different one, and they wanted number one. And one was actually pretty close to four. And then some maybe didn't vote because they just didn't have enough time at Christmas. I won't say any names that might be here.
I'll own it.
But I think all in all it's good. There's a little bit longer break at Easter. There's you got your spring break at the same time as both Bisbee and Hal. Is it?
No.
Palominas?
Tombstone?
I don't know.
There's three schools that have the same break. I don't remember if it's Palominas or Tombstone, but I know Bisbee does and us. So there was a little more time off in the spring. I think some teachers like that because spring's probably a tougher after you have a full year. Obviously this year, not so much, but. But anyway, that was, I guess, the best that I could give you. And you always get option to, last year we tabled it and went back to the staff, but I had two meetings with them, and that was the second meeting when they voted on this one. So I feel it pretty, as far as what the staff would like, that would be it for the majority.
Okay.
It's not unanimous.
Well, and if we needed to revisit this, we can at a later date if need be, right?
Yes, we can always adjust the calendar anytime.
Okay, that works.
Do you want to make a motion, Don?
Sure, I'd like to make a motion to approve the item pertaining to the calendar.
I'll second that.
Aye.
Aye.
What was that that you wanted, Mr. Mecca?
Oh, I just said I had Romero seconding that.
What is he making a motion? Is he agreeing with us or what?
No, he's agreeing.
Yeah,
okay, that's good.
All good. Moving on to item C, first aid discussion and vote on approving and sending a team to a grant finding and writing workshop in Tucson.
Yeah, they had this workshop. It's $350 per person, but they have a little caveat where you can bring a third person if you've played for two. And besides Donna and I going, and knowing that one of our usual grant writers might be thinking about retirement in the next couple of years, I thought it would be a good idea to get a elementary teacher involved. And I had very good luck when I had a lower elementary teacher, because lower elementary thinks a little different than middle and middle school. And so if you can get one of those people to get involved in that grant writing, it worked out very well for us. She actually went out and got about five grants for almost $70,000. So it was very effective. She knew what she was looking for. And having a teacher do the writing, they're very good at flowering it up and making it sound better in their grants. So we're going to bring Maria Martin with us. It is actually this week, Thursday and Friday, but we just got the notification on it at the end of last week, I think it was. So we're getting three for the price of two, and I think it'll be very good for us, because as we move forward, the more grants that we can secure, the more sound our funding will be, and we're I'm going to talk a little bit about the pandemic monies that we're going to get, so everybody has an idea what's there. But that's probably going to be a, between whichever one it is, a 2 or 3 year window to spend that money. So when that money or that time frame is gone, then we have to be able to rely back on our budget from the state and any grants that we get.
With that, I would like to make a motion to approve action item C.
Second the motion.
Aye.
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 Moving on to D, presentation, discussion, and possible vote on insurance increase and continuing the full coverage for all employees working 30 hours per week or more through ASV address.
All right, good news. When we got our likely quote, it was a 10% increase and possibly more, and it came at 4.5% increase. That's very good news. That helps us out a lot. You know, because we do still give everybody a full insurance coverage. You know, a 10% one time and then turn around the next year and get a 15 or 20% and all of a sudden you're looking at trying to figure out how you can afford to do that anymore. So that 4% helps us a great deal. So that was really good news, and our coverages don't change in any way, shape, or form. That's to keep the exact same plans.
I have nothing.
Nothing.
You have any discussion? Okay. Make a motion?
I want to make a motion to approve the insurance increase and continue the full coverage for our teachers.
I'll second that.
Aye.
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 Okay. Moving on to E, press C, discuss and possible vote on the purchase of Sonic touchscreen learning displays.
All right. And there is a blank on your agenda, and I would like you to put in to that blank up to $90,000. These are touchscreen TVs. They're flat panels. I believe they're 75-inch screens. They will run 40 to 60,000 hours in a regular school day. If you're not using it, it needs to be shut off to save that time. But the estimate is 7 to 10 years minimum per machine. There is no extra equipment required other than the wiring. It's all right there in the big screen, and then it's built to your computer to hook up to anything. It is run by a touch screen. It's also a stylus. Either way, you can do either. Some of the teachers like stylus. Some of them hate stylus. The kids like to be able to go up and touch the screen. So you can put put math problems up, and you can have two kids go and work that math problem and solve it, and it's right there, and it's very easy, and the kids will be very excited to get up there, the little ones especially, but even for the older kids, it's a very engaging thing. The reason we're looking at the ViewSonics instead in not the smart boards is smart boards, you have to have a projector. And that projector, the bulb burns out every couple of years, and the bulbs are about $100 each. And the projectors last, in a good situation, 7 years, if you're lucky. So,
what's the maintenance? If they were to break down, are we covered under insurance?
There's a depending upon the warranty for
okay.
what it is. I
yes.
mean, it, you know, somebody throws something through it, no,
yeah,
but
yeah.
yeah, there's coverage there. They're also coming. They set it up. They do 2 days of training. They provide the service for you. So, honestly, it's a pretty good deal, and it's a state bid, so we don't have to go out and get three separate bids to bid against it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at some of the other stuff out there, if we're going to go down this avenue, if we went down the name brand that I know, Promethean, I know the Prometheans are about $6,500 each.
Okay.
And so these should come in a little under $5,000 when you include the shipping, the setup, the installation, and all of the training spread out over the 17
They're
machines.
Portable, right? They can move on wheels?
No, we're not going to. We are going to put them on. You can put them on a big stand like that big TV that we've got in the computer room. But every time you move a machine that like that, I mean, we may have one that's on a portable device right now because I have a teacher who doesn't want it in a classroom that should use it. So we may have one, and if we have an extra one, we could do that. It's just a little more dangerous because every time you move that sucker around, something can happen. And for us, say we wanted to move it over to this area, you know, we got to come outside and it's the wind. I mean, you know, there's
yeah.
So personally, I'd rather not be on there, but it might be if we have that one extra one. But for the price that they quoted us, 28 something or $27.99, they're generally $5,800 a board just for the board, not even the setup. So we're waiting for the company because the company hasn't given us a solid set price yet. But the dealer gave us what he can get us. So he was trying to get us a better deal.
They're really nice. We have them at where I work at inside the dispatch center. Ours is on wheels. We use it for Google Maps.
Oh, yeah.
And we're able to, because, you know, sometimes we want to plan out certain things, respond to locations for whatever reason. And you're able to zoom in and take a look at what's around. It's all using your fingers.
Well, and I'll tell you, the important thing is we got one full day of training at the beginning of the year, and we got another day of training at the either end of September or October, whenever we want them to come back. So the teachers get training, and they go in and use it for a couple of months. And then we bring them back, and then we can say, okay, I want to do this. This is what I'm doing. What do I got to do different? How can I do this? What other things would you suggest? Because you think you're going to ask all the questions the first day, but you don't know what you want to ask until you really use it. So we don't have a lot of employees that have used them, so that training is going to be very, very valuable. I think the kids are going to love it. I really think the kids are really going to love it. And the second person to sign up for it was Miss Mott, so I was very, I wanted to just, you know, give her a hug. But
so if we,
we're in COVID mode, so we can't.
If we do approve of it, they will install them before.
They're installing them before next year, yes. Yep. Before next year. Not now, because to install them now and not have the training would be not good. So what we'll do is we'll clean the rooms as the rooms are cleaned. Then we'll have a day set up when they're gonna come. We're probably 2 days to do 17. And when they come, we'll also have our tech people involved in watching and helping them set up so they know how to do it. So if there's something that goes on, we can do some of that. We won't make Miss Morgan lift them, but we'll get probably Mr. Valdez and Mr. Rodriguez to help with that.
And Morgan, what do you think?
I think he's done all his homework. I think that I'm kind of glad they're waiting till the next school year, and hopefully we get off on the right foot next year, and it'll be a little bit easier than this last year for sure. So
I like the idea. I think they could be really engaging.
You guys, how many computers didn't we just buy? I know we bought Chromebooks for the summer, or this last year, didn't we?
Yeah, Chromebooks is another thing, though, Don. This is those touchscreen TVs.
Right, okay.
We are going to talk about 30 Chromebooks in a couple of minutes. So.
Now, you were talking about the warranty, though. So, like on the back page, the Dell Limited Hardware Warranty, that pertains to the Chromebook itself.
Chromebooks, right. And I do have a handout here for you guys.
Okay, I'm good.
On the warranty. Oh, go ahead, Julie. I'm sorry.
What sounded really encouraging to me is I think we had a couple of, like, between 5 and 10 years ago, and one teacher used hers, and there were two others that didn't get used at all. But I think it was the training thing, so I was very glad to hear we were going to get training.
Okay.
I think that will encourage the teachers and make sure that they feel comfortable with, especially incorporating into their curriculum.
Yeah.
Some help and tips for their stuff.
Okay.
So as long as the teachers are comfortable using this new piece of technology, it can be really good.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve the purchase of the Sonic View touchscreen learning displays. The total cost of purchase, setup, and training set at $90,000.
I second that motion.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. And whenever I give you guys an amount, it's going to be a soft, and it's going to be higher than I expect it to be, because I'm going to give you a worst case scenario. I mean, I'll still give you the quote, but I want to explain to you why I'm telling you that. So $90,000, I believe, is high. My hope is it's going to come in between 80 and 85. But in case something happened, I want to make sure we were okay.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
And it's a total of 17, you said, right?
Yes, 17 of them.
Moving on to F, presentation, discussion, and possible vote on hiring two positions for reading and math specialists.
Okay. I want to give you guys just a real quick math thing so you understand where we're going to get some of the money on some of these things that we're talking about. There were three different funding mechanisms by the federal government. There was an ESSER-1 money that was $128,000. That we used last fall. We could go back and we could take a payroll where we paid people when they actually didn't, they weren't at work and they weren't really working. Okay, we paid everybody to come and work part-time, or people were, they did packets and the kids did it, but we weren't teaching from home and all that. So we did some work, but we paid them for a full-time job. Okay, we were able to take some payroll for that and then re-put that money back into the M&O fund and write that off to the ESSER-1 money. So that's what we did to help out our M&O a little bit, get our bottom line to look a little bit better, was we used that $128,000. The second ESSER money was the bill that was passed. That was in December, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. That was $483,000. I don't know if there's some odd sense or whatever. But $483,000. There are different ways that you can spend that money. Some of that money can be spent for staff. It can be spent for social emotional. It can be spent for hardware, ways to improve learning. There is a little stipulation in there. We'll talk about on some different ways to use it towards helping pay people a little bit, like a per se bonus for staying at a job. And some other things, but that's 483. What we did was we basically took that, and we took that $90,000 and subtracted it, and then we divided it in half. And we said, this is what we have for year one, this is what we have for year two, when we look at it, okay? So when we did that, we said, what do we really need that could make an impact? Because those boards, I think, can make an impact in our school for 10 years. I don't want to spend $480,000 and in 3 years, we look back and say, what do we have to show for that $480,000? We have nothing. I don't want that. So what do we have? What am I throwing at you right now is a reading position and a math position as math and reading specialists to help our teachers, to give them different ways to teach lessons, to help them teach lessons. And the reading person would also focus on not only reading but also phonics. The math person would help differentiate math lessons. So there are multiple ways to teach this math problem, because Brisa does not learn the same way as Don, and she does not learn the same way as Mr. Almonds, right? I mean, we all are different learners. Having somebody that's a specialist and they only focus on that area and they know what you're teaching to come in and help you is a huge help. That person also can take kids out and work one-on-one with them. Okay?
Just so like tutors?
Like a tutor, kind of. Yep. Okay. Yep. If say Julie has four kids that are really struggling with division, and you know she can talk to the math specialist and say, could you take them for 15, 20 minutes each day at this time to work with them on their division or long division, short division, whatever it is, and just for these 3 or 4 days until they catch on and catch up to everybody. And we can do that. Having those two people really hits us also in the title grant, because that's where most of our money goes towards. And most of our testing is math and reading, math and ELA. So those are two positions, I think. And between the two positions, I look at it being about a 1.33 when we do the total money. About 1.33 is worth of a position. So we would find either two part-times or one more part-time and one pretty much full-time position to fill in there, depending upon what we find. And I think an important part about this is hiring somebody that the staff will buy into. They need to be able to connect with the staff. So we have to find somebody that knows what they're talking about. We're not just going to hire some green teacher who's never taught to come in and be a specialist. That wouldn't work.
Sounds good to me.
Part-time, how many hours a week?
Well, it'd be like, since they're salaried positions, right now, honestly, I believe that we would be able to go out and find a person. I actually have somebody in mind that I want to make sure it applies for about a 33% contract, and then find a person on a full-time contract. And I think we could do both of those, because one person doesn't necessarily want to work full-time, but I think would already have buy-in from our staff. And the other, to bring somebody in, if you're going to get them to move here, you're probably going to need a full-time position. So that's what I'm looking at. That 33% would be probably about 6 or 7 full days a month, all year. So.
So you said specialists, but are they going to be like certified teachers?
They have to be licensed teachers. Okay. Yes. They would just be considered title teachers is what they would be considered. But I would want one specializing in each area, and it fits in perfectly with the ESSER money. It also will fit in if we were ever needed to spread it out into the title fund, we could hire them out of the title money, but that's not the plan, at least right now.
That's nothing further to answer.
Well, you guys, I think too, I just wanted to say that I know that a lot of students, the main thing they struggle with is math and reading, and if you get somebody that can really explain it to them and get them through it, otherwise they're going to get lost, and they'll just won't be able to ever catch up. So I hope we can find somebody that can help them acquire and accomplish that. That's all.
Would you like to make a motion, Dawn?
I'd like to make a motion to approve that motion, that item.
Second the motion.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And moving on to G, presentation, discussion, and possible vote on the purchase of 30 new Chromebooks.
All right. So this ties in with the goal that we had. And last year we said, when we sat down and worked on it, we were excited because we were actually able to accelerate our purchase of Chromebooks because of the way we had funds left to use. So we were able to have Chromebooks for our 5th through 8th grade. And when our goal, when Julie and I sat down and with Mr. Rodriguez and we talked, a goal we had was to get new Chromebooks every year for the 5th graders. And those 5th graders would carry those Chromebooks through till they were done with 8th grade. And then we could use them for either 4th grade or for extras or for testing or depending upon where we're at. Chromebooks generally last, and Julie can correct me, but 5 to 7 years is what I expect to get a Chromebook. And they're a little under $300. Actually, I think the price we got this time was even better than the last price. Buying 30 doesn't quite hit what our 4th grade moving up. That won't be the same number, but we have almost 30 left over that are brand new. So we would just roll another 10 down to them. It would include 2 carts. The carts actually are going to be cheaper because we found carts, and Mr. Rodriguez and Mr. Valdez are going to rig those carts and put the chargers into the carts instead of buying carts with the chargers in them. So buying a cart with the charger in them was $2,500. Buying 2 carts and putting the chargers in them is $650 each.
Oh, wow.
Those carts are $600.
Well, the chargers come with the machines, though, is what Mr. Rodriguez told me. So we won't have to buy chargers. That's how he explained it to me. So I said, okay, that works. So that's quite a savings there. So I had put down, I expected a little higher amount. And then there's also the purchasing, and these Chromebooks are the same exact Chromebooks we bought, which are faster and more memory, better Chromebooks than the cheapest ones you can get. And then there's also, Don, I want to say 45 noise canceling with microphone. Was it 45? Headsets. Julie, do you remember? I thought it said 45.
Yeah, headsets.
And we got a price of $51 and some odd cents, so I wrote down approximately $52. And then we checked on Amazon for the exact same ones, and they were listed at 72. So we got a good deal when they lumped them with Chromebooks. We got a better price. So if you take all those costs, and you guys have the bid, I think, in front of you, but we don't have the two carts on there, so you have to add, you know, the $650.
What brand are the Chromebooks that we have right now? What brand are the Chromebooks we have right now?
They're Dells.
Dells? Oh.
Aren't they Dells? Yeah. Oh. Yeah. These are the exact same ones because they know how to work on them now. So, and then if something happens and a screen breaks on one but something was broken on another, we're interchangeable.
Okay.
So he wanted the same exact specs, so that's what we got.
On this one, are we going to sit in the mound like the one that we, action item E?
You got the mount on that Dell contract, except that I had the two carts on there, but the cart charge actually dropped from $2,500 to $3,500 down to, $650 each or $650 total?
Total.
It was like $650 or $700 bucks total, so it's quite a savings. So if you give me, I thought that amount was about $12,000. Wasn't it on that purchase order? I'm sorry, I should look. I know I've got it too.
Well, since we have the quote here, so I think that. And another one, we didn't have the quote, so I think that just doing the actual
Dell was
$10,047,
and that add about $700 for the car. But the Dell, is that the one that's with the headsets too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be under $12,000 with everything.
I have nothing.
I'm good.
I want to make a motion to approve the purchase of the 30 new Chromebooks plus the two chargers, I guess?
Carts. Charging carts, yep.
Charging carts.
What about headsets?
And headsets.
And the 45, you said?
45 headsets.
And 45 headsets.
I'll second it.
Aye.
Aye.
And moving on to action item 8, which that has to be an executive session. I think we should have probably, during the adoption of the agenda, we should have switched H and I.
Well, the closed session deals with I, so I wanted the closed session before we went on to I to make sure that we, you know, don't say any names.
Basically.
So
the J
here
in item H is
a
typo.
Oh, yes, because I moved one up. I goofed up. So, yes, it should say I and not item J. Sorry.
Oh, good. I'm confused.
Very good catch, Ms. Morgan. It was there, and then Donna said, let's move that up to the consent agenda. So we did. You know, Donna always trying to get out of here early. Actually, I asked her, is there anything we can move to the consent agenda, Doc?
Second that motion.
So, if we go into, it shouldn't be more than about 5 minutes. I just want to give you guys that and then answer any questions with names and give you a little bit of legal info.
With that, I would like to make a motion to go into executive session to discuss a personnel matter.
Okay, I'll second.
The time is going to be 5:57.
Okay.
Okay, so moved by Almost, go closed session, seconded by Walker.
Aye.
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 At 5:59.
57.
5:57.